It's time now to take five for your community. This morning, I'm very happy to be joined by Rita Palmer, of course, with the Lawrence County Junior and 4-H Fair Board, of course. The big fair is coming in a week.
A week from today.
How about that? Amazing. Before we get to all that, though, Rita, last time you were here, you were getting set for the bingo night, and you told me things went well.
It went very well. We had a wonderful night. We had a big crowd. We had a lot of baskets donated. We made a nice profit off of them. Plus the fact we still have baskets left because we ran out of time. So we'll be selling raffle tickets during the fair, and we'll be raffling off some more baskets. And we also have two half hogs that we'll be raffling off that was given to us for that night. So come out to the fair, get your raffle tickets, a lot of nice baskets, and the chance on two half hogs.
All right. Now, of course, that was a fundraiser for the fair.
Yes,
and the fair board. And just for folks who are kind of curious, what kind of things do you do with that money as toward the fair? I mean, is it for grounds or what kind
of? For the most part, yes. You know, we're responsible for that fairgrounds 12 months out of the year. So any maintenance that needs done, we are responsible for that, for paying utilities, of course, insurance, and all
right.
That kind of stuff year round. So it takes money, and we live off of donations and the public's generosity and fundraisers. And of course, we have grandstand events at our fair, so that helps too. But we're always looking for ways for money to help take care of the fairgrounds. So our youth have a place for our fair, for our junior fair, as well as our 4-H fair.
So how are the preparations coming now that we're just a week away?
Oh, they're busy, busy, busy. It's going to be a busy week this week. Everybody's been working, of course, for several weeks and getting things ready to go. And so that when you come out, it just looks like it's always happened.
Like nothing happened. Yeah. So, okay. Well, that's how good a job you guys do. It looks like nothing to it, but we know better,
yep,
don't
that
we?
You just show up and there's a fair.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into the fair then, some of the activities going on.
Well, we will have a fair. Our fair runs for 8 days. It runs from next Friday, July the 27th, through August the 3rd. We'll have daily grandstand events and our daily livestock shows. So just to give you a brief rundown, on beginning next Friday, we'll have the baby contest at 7. I do want to mention that there's been a change in the Friday night activities. The Little Miss contest has been moved to Sunday night, and the dodgeball tournament's been canceled for the time being. Saturday, that's when the general projects will be entered at the main building from 9 to 11, and our livestock will start arriving at the barns. Our Saturday night grandstand feature is our Lawrence County own Adam Warner. He's coming back this year, and he's bigger and better. He's just had a new CD release, so you'll need to come out and listen to his new music. Advance tickets for that concert are available at Bridgeport Grain and the Chamber office, and tickets will also be available that night. The cost is $10 for adults, $5 for children in the grandstands, and $20 for VIP tickets in the arena in front of the stage. Sunday begins with our church services at 10 at the barns, and the rest of the livestock will continue to arrive at the barns. There'll be activities all Sunday afternoon for the kids, and then beginning at 6 is our big queen contest. We've got 6 lovely ladies vying for the title of Miss Lawrence County, and also that night will be crowned our junior miss and our little miss. Monday will be the first of the livestock shows. Our poultry will start at 10, the swine will start at 3:30, and our horse show will start at 7:30. In the main building will be the kitty tractor pulls that night at 6, sponsored by our young leaders, and then our big truck pulls will be in the grandstands at 7. Tuesday all day is going to be a really big day. Our livestock shows that day, or as the dairy cattle begins at 9, our sheep begin at 11, the goats at noon. The breeding beef cattle will be at 11, and the steer show will start at 6. New this year in the main building will be a new contest we have. It's called the Lawrence County Finest Dessert Contest, and that's sponsored by Connie's Kitchen. There's going to be 4 categories to enter: the pies, cakes, pastries, and cookies. Check-in will be at 5:30, and judging will start at 6:30. The grand prize is going to be $50 and an etched glass baking dish. So all of you Betty Crockers out there need to come and participate. And while you're there, you can come and shop at the vendors and farmers market. This is the second year for this event, and the number of vendors have increased this year, so that's a really nice event. And then the Tuesday night grandstand event is the Dirt Drags at 7. On Wednesday, we start early with the rabbit show at 8. And then the big 4-H annual barbecue will be starting at 4 and run till 7. And then at 7, we'll have the pig wrestling in the grandstand. That's always a great event and brings a lot of kids and a lot of parents and grandparents. We love to see the crowd out there. So you need to get your teams together, pick your cool name, get creative with your outfits, and come catch a pig. Entry packets are available at the Farm Bureau office for the pig wrestling, so go there and get your packet. Thursday will be our youth livestock auction down at the barns beginning at 6:30. And then we've added an event at the grandstand this year, and that's going to be the mud drags, and it'll start at 7. Friday, the fair will wrap up with the demo derby on Friday night at 7 o'clock in the grandstands. Admission to all of our grandstand events are except the Adam Warner concert, is $10 for adults, $5 for children. There's free gate and free parking, so there's no charge to come watch the livestock show. So you can come out anytime and watch all of our livestock shows. And like all fairs, we have vendors with fair food. We've got the lemonade shake-ups, the pork burgers, ice cream, egg rolls, and everything fried. So you can see there's something for everybody to come and enjoy. We invite you to bring the family, come enjoy our fair. For more information and the whole schedule of events, you can check out our website at lawrencecountyfair.org.
It's going to be a jam-packed week, isn't it?
It's going to be a busy, busy week. It always is, but it goes off well, and everything just usually falls into place, and got a lot of workers that make sure that happens, so we appreciate all those.
And again, it's the fruits of a year-round labor, isn't it? Because you take all the fundraisers and everything and all that work to get
it
to this week.
You would think, you know, just a week activity, that's it. But no, it takes year-round, like you say, with the fundraisers, with the money, with planning our activities and getting activities out there and just working and doing.
Right. Could you give the website one more time?
Website is lawrencecountyfair.org. If anybody's got questions, they can always call me at 618-843-7138, and I'll do my best to answer their questions.
There you go. She is Rita Palmer. She's with the Lawrence County Junior and 4-H Fair Board. Rita, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.